Trading Murders, read and written by Catherine. I have fears. Everyone does. I have fears of death, obliviation, drowning, suffocation, and many more. I also have irrational fears. Spiders in my shoes, falling down the middle of a spiral staircase, walking over sidewalk grates, what could be hiding behind the closed shower curtain? Trust me, it's an axe murderer. And eating expired food. It will kill you. Are these fears ridiculous? Yes, but that does not make them any less real. Something I learned years ago. It was the summer before sixth grade. My mom had to leave me home alone for a day. Being 11, I had been left home alone before, but I was still scared shitless of ghosts and murderers, especially murderers. My delightfully smart 11-year-old brain thought it would be a good idea to watch Pretty Little Liars that day. Not a smart idea. Needless to say, halfway through the first episode, I swore I heard the toilet flush. It was actually the unseemingly loud washing machine. Convinced that a murderer had entered the house to go to the bathroom, I grabbed the nearest telephone and rang my mom crying. I forced her to leave work and come to my rescue. As you probably already gathered, there was no murderer answering nature's call in the bathroom. Just 2 weeks later, I found myself in a very scary situation. My grandparents had rented a house on Lake Winnesquam in New Hampshire for the family. Connor, my mom, Uncle David, and I spent a week up there with my grandparents. Now, my cousin Connor has always been the closest thing to an older brother I have had, which is nice. However, it comes with its negativities, including, but not limited to, teasing, bullying, pushing me off my floating raft in the middle of the lake, and beating me at every card game I play with him. I despised him most of the time when I was younger. Naturally, when he found out about my toilet dilemma, he never let me hear the end of it. This only escalated when I got into that stupid boat. Hidden behind the bushes, next to the splinter-ridden dock, there was an old, rusty canoe. A canoe that would forever deter me from watercraft. Besides the 8th grade canoe trip, that is a different story for a different day. Well, my marvelously smart self decided to take it out for a spin. Not one of my greatest ideas. I had paddled in a canoe before, but always with another person in the back. This time, I was going to be on the canoe all by my lonesome. I dragged that old, rusty, dreadful boat all the way to the water. Grabbing hold of my mom's hand, I wobbled into the middle seat. "Are you sure this is a good idea, Catherine?" my mom said. "Yep," I stupidly replied, and off I went on my adventure. 2 minutes later, I realized I did not know how to turn around. This was it for me. I was going to be stranded in the middle of Lake Winnesquam till my death. Salt water sprang from beneath my lids and bled down my cheeks. I am going to die. I am going to die. I am going to die. In the midst of my waterworks, I heard a and then another splash, and another. Connor swam up beside the canoe. "Don't worry, Catherine. I don't think there are any toilet flushing murderers out here," he said. He dragged the front of the canoe the whole 15 feet back to the dock from the spot I had gotten stranded in the lake. Thus came excessively irrational fear number two. Not many days later, I met my last excessively irrational fear of that summer, the goddamn bass fish. On the lake, my cousin and I would swim until we couldn't distinguish if we were prunes or humans. On one particularly overcast day, I felt a slimy touch on my leg. 2 seconds later, I felt it again, and then again. "Oh, look, a bass," Connor said, rather engrossed in the ugly, evil creature swimming by. I'm not even sure Michael Phelps could have beat me to the dock after those words left Connor's mouth. Laughs could be heard across the lake for miles. He would not let me live it down. "Oh, Catherine, I bet there's a toilet flushing fish in the bathroom. Be careful. And Catherine, watch out. I see a canoe. And oh no, it has a driving bass fish on it." I never heard the end of his torment for the entirety of the trip. By the time I got home, I had had enough of his torment, the snide comments, and sitting on the dock because I didn't feel like comfortable swimming in the bass-filled waters. Gross. Looking back on that trip as a teenager slash adult, I see where Connor felt it was okay to give me a hard time. Murderers flushing at toilets? I mean, come on. They would obviously kill me first. When I envision my most irrational fears, I picture that lake house. As a child, I figured I would outgrow these fears. I could see myself entering my grandparents' kitchen, having snarky replies, ready with hand on metaphorical gun to fight Connor back and show him I am not irrational or immature anymore. Yet, as I grew, I realized I will never outgrow fears, and some will always be irrational. Although I no longer jump at the sound of my washing machine or shake in the canoe, I still fear expired food and axe murderers behind shower curtains. And I am okay with that because the world revolves around fears. I am not the only one. Stay tuned for an interview.
Hi, this is Jenna. I'm here to talk to Catherine and ask her a question about her podcast. So, Catherine, what made you choose to write about your fears?
I wrote about my fears because I thought it was a good thing to get out. That's okay to have fears, and people should accept their fears because, I mean, everyone has them. And also, look down upon if you're afraid of something. It's okay because I guarantee you the person that's looking down on you also has fears.